and you're listening to the Texas Standard. China said today it plans to impose tariffs on American fruit, pork, and wine, among other products. The announcement comes just one day after President Trump signed a memo proposing $60 billion in tariffs on Chinese-made products. So we're looking at a tit-for-tat here. Trump said the tariffs are part of an ongoing negotiation with the Chinese to address what he called the largest trade deficit of any country in the history of our world.
The word that I want to use is reciprocal. When they charge 25% for a car to go in, and we charge 2% for their car to come into the United States, that's not good.
Those Texans paying particularly close attention to this back and forth over trade with China are, of course, business owners affected by these tariffs, but also potentially affected those business leaders hoping to break into the Chinese market. Josh Eisenman is an expert on China at the University of Texas LBJ School of Public Affairs. He says the lure of expanding a business by opening up sales to China is at least a century old, but only relatively recently a viable possibility.
The concept of the massive China market has been the kind of siren song that got us to admit China to the WTO and has, you know, had so many foreign businesses salivating for so long.
So there's a lot of history here. And it's true, the Chinese market is huge, close to 1.4 billion people, obviously. But what does a business in Texas need to do to break into that market? The Standard's Joy Diaz reports.
The truth is, nobody knows exactly what's needed to break into the Chinese market. There's no magic formula. But that doesn't mean businesses will stop trying. Casey Smith is with the City of Austin's Economic Development Office. She says one entryway may be Alibaba, China's online market, similar to Amazon.
In the U.S., we benchmark on Black Friday, right? It's when a lot of the sales happen, cyber sales, in-store sales. And this year, we had a record year in the U.S. with $5 billion in sales. Well, to compare that $5 billion in sales to Alibaba's platforms on what they call Singles Day, which is November 11th, $25 billion in sales.
Exactly five times the sales. I talked to Casey Smith at an event that Alibaba and the City of Austin put on together. As you can hear, it was a bit of a three-ring circus. There was live music, there were interviews with Austin Mayor Steve Adler, who was promoting the city's virtues. And then there were 10 Texas companies pitching to vendors, QVC style. And it was all being transmitted live to viewers in China. Austin is the only city in the U.S. with a partnership like this with Alibaba, but it's yet to yield the expected results, meaning Texas companies have yet to break in. The first time companies pitched to Alibaba, they were grossly unprepared. They had not done their homework on how to export their goods, and just as importantly, they did not craft pitches that were culturally appealing, so their messages were quite literally lost in translation. This time, the City of Austin's Casey Smith coached the CEOs. She gave entrepreneur Jen Du some tips about how she should pitch to Chinese vendors.
Because everything is, people are, the viewers are watching this for the most part on their phones and have their earbuds in the tone of voice of the pitchers. So that was the only thing.
And everybody, but what was the criticism? Tone, too loud, too low, too,
too
what?
Too screechy.
Yeah.
but we don't have anybody.
I can attest that I lived in Korea for 2 years, and the American way of presenting is much more theatrical, whereas if you watch shows in Asia, it's much more subdued, and soft tone of voice is more common and more popular.
Less aggressive voices is what we would encourage, I guess. Yeah.
On the night of the live pitch event, Jen Du looked straight into the camera and calmly talked about a drink she makes called BB. It looks like a Gatorade, but Du calls it a premium alcohol detox drink.
You know, 70% of Asian people all around the world flush red when they drink alcohol.
Oh, I don't know that.
Yeah, so that's over a billion people around the world.
Du explains the red flushing happens because many people of Asian descent are missing an enzyme. And when they drink alcohol, their bodies react almost as if they were being poisoned. Du says this BB drink is the antidote to that poisoning. During Du's pitch, the Chinese interpreter tells the audience she's deeply moved because she too feels as though she's being poisoned when she drinks.
I'm telling them that they're making a great contribution if they bring this product to China. They're going to solve
their
problems.
I agree.
That endorsement made Jen Du feel like an entry into the Chinese market was imminent. She thought the pitching session was an astounding success.
And will we know if you have any sales today?
Yeah, so they should be telling us within the next few days.
How will I know if this happens, if you start getting
orders?
I'll
make sure to reach out to you, yeah? And tell you. We just became millionaires!
It's been over a week now, and Du has yet to become a millionaire. In fact, not a single order has come in, not for her product, and not for any of the other products that were on display that night. UT Austin China expert Josh Eisenman is not surprised.
Well, I mean, I hate to sound pessimistic.
He says the middle class in China has access to quite literally every product on the planet. But what they want, what they're truly looking for, are well-established status symbols.
Let's put it this way. The idea of drinking Chivas Regal or Scotch is the idea of reaching the status of Europe.
The idea of drinking a bottle of BB, as good as it may be to eradicate the feeling of alcohol poisoning, is simply not appealing to China's status-driven society. So for now, it's back to square one. Another pitching session that may have been lost in translation. I don't speak Chinese, but in Mexico, we say, al cliente lo que pida, give the client what he or she wants. We know there are 1.4 billion potential clients in China who are looking for status. It's up to Texas business owners to figure out how to sell them that. I'm Joy Diaz for the Texas Standard.